Last Thursday, an activist from Olympia, Washington, refused to cooperate with a grand jury impaneled last March in Seattle, Washington, reportedly to investigate May Day demonstrations that took place 2 months after the grand jury was convened. Mandy Pfeiffer, a student at Evergreen College and former coordinator of Evergreen's Students for a Democratic Society, was released from the grand jury on a continuance after refusing to cooperate. Pfeiffer's lawyer had argued that the 2 weeks between the issuing of the subpoena and the appearance before the grand jury were not enough to prepare. Pfeiffer's next appearance date is on December 14th, but the activist has declared an absolute refusal to cooperate with a witch hunt against anarchists. Speaking with WBAI's Sally O'Brien, Tabitha, a member of the Committee Against Political Repression, says since the end of July, there have been multiple house raids and three anarchists in the Northwest have been imprisoned in connection to an ongoing violent crime investigation.
On Wednesday, July 25th, the FBI conducted a series of coordinated raids against different activists in Portland. At that time, they subpoenaed several people in Portland and Olympia to a special federal grand jury. They seized computers, black clothing, and anarchist literature. Of the original three subpoenas, there were Kadio Olesnik, Leah Plant, and Denison Williams. They all decided to refuse a grand jury. Kadio is in prison currently. Denison's subpoena was dropped, and Leah appeared again before the grand jury and was released. In the meantime, Matt Duran was also subpoenaed. He appeared on September 13th, refused to testify, and also is in prison. Maddie Pfeiffer was scheduled to appear on November 7th, was released, and was re-subpoenaed. That's what has happened up until this point.
And do you have any idea, or do the attorneys have any idea, why this grand jury was convened? I mean, what this particular investigation is about?
Well, supposedly this investigation is about the May Day demonstration in Seattle, in which windows were broken in the federal courthouse. News reports have shown that the investigation of the people that they're targeting occurred before May Day. And also, most of the questions the subpoenas are having are not about actually May Day, but about their friendships, political affiliations, and how they align also. Specifically, Maddie Duran was asked if he knew about CAPR, the Committee Against Political Repression, when they appeared last. So they were asked mostly about how they aligned ideologically, who they knew, more than about May Day and what happened. I don't know if people know how grand juries work. They're private. A judge isn't present. People who are subpoenaed are not allowed attorneys. It's just a prosecutor and the grand jury and whoever is called. They're by nature supposed to be private. The best way that people can resist is to be really transparent. And that's what Maddie's doing. They released all of the notes for the questions that they were asked and how they answered.
So it's your feeling that perhaps this is a fishing expedition into the Committee Against Political Repression?
No, we think that it's a fishing expedition into the anarchist community. We think that the anarchists, specifically in the Pacific Northwest, are being targeted because of their political beliefs and organizing work that they do. The refusal to testify against a grand jury is a point of principle. Grand juries resistors do not want to provide the state with information that might be used to repress political opposition.
I'm just wondering where you think this is going.
Unfortunately, we don't know because of the private nature. We're not surprised that a government that targets people based on race, class, and nationality would also target people based on ideology. This occasional harassment of anarchists occurs against routine persecution of people of color, poor people, and immigrants. We're just going to do our best to maintain solidarity with each other while this is happening, and whatever our ideological or tactical differences, those of us working to create a just, free, and liberated world are in a shared struggle and have to stand together.
Is there a phone number people can call? Because a lot of people, especially around these parts, don't have their internet back.
No, you know, we don't have a phone number. Because of the amount of attention we're getting, which is really great, we all are volunteers and we're trying to do this work alongside our lives. So, no, we don't have a phone. We have an email address and a blog. Our email address is nopoliticalrepression@gmail.com.
And finally, what would you like people to do? How can people actually help the grand jury resistors?
Writing letters, sending books. They have a book list. Sending money is great. If people can resist the grand jury and the police where they're at, that would be really supportive of the work that we do.
Is there a phone number people can call? Because a lot of people, especially around these parts, don't have their internet back.
No, you know, we don't have a phone number. Because of the amount of attention we're getting, which is really great, we all are volunteers and we're trying to do this work alongside our lives. So, no, we don't have a phone. We have an email address and a blog. Our email address is nopoliticalrepression@gmail.com.
Tabitha is a member of the Committee Against Political Repression based in Portland, Oregon. She spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien.